everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am very excited to be back again this week with you to help you let go of fear and get your life in gear. And by now, everyone is gearing up for the holidays. We are in the final round of days and prep and shopping and organizing. And no matter what your religious persuasion or your family persuasion, I'm sure that you are in that final push to organize yourselves and your family and your work schedule to be able to hopefully take some time off and sit back and enjoy the holiday season. Today, in light of that, I've put together a wonderful opportunity to talk with one of my dearest friends and a very special expert in dealing with family and relationship issues. And the theme of today's show is how to stay calm in the family storm. And this past week, as I was putting together my final preparations for the holidays and trying to organize myself to spend time with my family, I made a point of asking my clients. I have, as some of you may know from listening to me, I have corporate clients, I have entrepreneurs and business owners, I have private practice clients, and I made a point of asking them how they spend the holidays. And the theme that I was trying to probe into and explore with them is, how do we stay connected to that sense of joy that I think the culture hopes for us to have and that we, most of us, had as children? And I heard so many different stories and so many different variations of people who, you know, they have their struggles, they have their challenges, but they all make a commitment to, at the very end of the day, whether it's Christmas Eve or Christmas morning or sometime around the holidays, trying to find that moment, those times of joy with their family and their loved ones. And, you know, when I was thinking about having a conversation today with my friend and psychotherapist, Judy Fox, who's going to be joining us, I was thinking about the fact that Judy is very much and was very much involved in helping me write my book, which you've all heard about by now, called Shift, Let Go of Fear and Get Your Life in Gear. And as a co-collaborator with me, one of the themes that Judy and I explored and I wound up writing a lot about in the book is this idea that, you know, we create a narrative for our lives, and that in times when we get stuck or we lose our sense of joy, one of the things that happens is we get stuck in old stories. We get kind of pulled back into negative or depressing or even painful stories from our past. And one of the things that became evident to me as I was talking to my clients this week is that the holidays are one of those times when we kind of get the best of times and the worst of times, because clearly it's a time of joy and a time of hopefully rest and festive energies with our families and friends. But it's also a time that can bring up difficult moments. It can reconnect us to memories and stories and bring up anxieties and fears. And one of the themes of the book that Judy and I worked on together is how to reinvent those stories. And what I came circling back around to with my clients this week is that many of them have a need to reinvent their stories about the holidays and to reinvent their experience so that they can reconnect or maybe create anew that sense of joy. So that's what I want to do today. And I want to bring my friend and colleague Judy Fox on the line, who's going to be in dialogue with me. Judy is a experienced psychotherapist. She's been in practice for over 25 years. She works in all the different areas of relationship counseling, couples counseling. She works in family systems work. And her fundamental theme in the work that she does is helping people move through physical, emotional, and spiritual blocks to help them increase their aliveness and to bring satisfaction and what we're going to talk about today, to bring joy into their lives. So I am thrilled to have Judy with me today to talk about how to bring, how to stay calm in the family storm around the holidays and how to bring joy into your story and your experience of the holidays. So let me welcome Judy Fox. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm very, very happy to be here with you. I loved your introduction. I couldn't have described the work that I do better. So thank you very much for that introduction. And I'm really looking forward to having a dialogue with you about the very things that you just were talking about so much charge that people bring to the holiday season. And there's so much charge on the upside, and there can be so much charge on the downside as well. There really is a possibility for people to recognize that they can, they have the ability to reinvent, to recreate, to create newly, new experiences, new rituals even, that can be much more satisfying and fulfilling for everyone than to be attached to old pictures or attached and affected by old concerns and old stories.
Yeah, I think that you're jumping right into one of the things that came up as I was exploring with all of my clients the last couple of weeks, how they express their and enjoy or don't enjoy the holidays. And, one of the things that I think we all kind of fall back on is comparing our current situation to our childhood situation. And, I had so many clients who, they sort of wax poetic about the highlights of their Christmases or their holidays as a child. And, there was two things that kind of came up as themes. One was if they have children in their lives, if they have grandchildren or they have nephews or they have their own children, they're very committed to trying to recreate that for their children. And that's wonderful, but they also sort of get all hyped up about it.
And attached.
Yeah, exactly.
To those old pictures being met.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other theme was that people, that no longer have that situation, that either they don't have children anymore or they have moved away. So often people move around these days and
yes.
They're not able to be with the younger people in their families, or they have to work or something like that. And that can be a real cause for stress, and people get depressed and they feel disconnected. So, a great place for you to start, and because I really want to delve into your expertise on this, and I know that you work with people in all across this spectrum. But maybe you'd share a little bit about what you've seen in your practice recently and some of the things that you've suggested to people to, as you said, to sort of rewrite that narrative around Christmas and around the holidays.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was in a session with a couple just last week, and it was a perfect example of what you're talking about. This is a couple who have three elementary school children, and this is a marriage where the man is Jewish and the woman is not, and they go to visit his family for the Christmas break between Christmas and New Year's, and his parents live in Florida. And this has become a yearly trip. And year after year after year, he has become so triggered by the idea of going to spend this holiday with his parents. And there has become no joy in it because he feels that when he's going back to his family, that he's dependent on all of their routines, etc. And he feels trapped. And for his wife, she loves the feeling of going there and doing nothing and sitting by the swimming pool. And so we began to explore a different possibility of creating something different. And I suggested the possibility of their taking a couple of days in the middle of the week and going away. They had never thought of that.
I love it.
And then his resistance and attachment to old pictures were, well, in order to do that, we'd have to borrow one of their cars. And every time I ask my mother for one of her cars, she always has a doctor's appointment or she has to go to the pharmacy or whatever, and she puts up resistance. So, again, I feel trapped, and I suggested renting a car. The next resistance was, well, it's going to be so expensive to rent a car in the time between Christmas and New Year's. And we stopped the suggestion conversation, and I asked him to look at, and this was a man who could afford to rent a car. It's
right.
Not like we're talking about not being able to spend the money that it would take. And I said, how much is your peace, how much is your mental peace, emotional peace, spiritual peace worth to you? Is it worth the price of a rental car to buy your freedom, to buy your experience of freedom by renting the car? Even, I said, if the car sits in the driveway for the entire week, that car is a symbol of you buying your freedom. And he had never looked at it before. And he said, wow, that's a major shift. I can actually start to see the possibility of having a much better time by planning my week around activities that my family and I can enjoy, even going away for 2 days.
Wow, well, what a great story. I mean, the whole idea of asking people to really explore ways they'd be willing to break up their patterns is really crucial to being willing to reinvent the story. And rather than going down the rabbit hole of we have to do it the way we've always done it, and then one gets to be happy and the other gets to be miserable.
Exactly.
You know,
and not even have to do it the way that we've always done it, but not even having the creative energy to think of ways to do it differently.
Right, right.
That it's just the way that it is. The holidays are the way that they are.
I love that.
We get so stuck in repetitive patterns that have no meaning, that don't have the presence of joy because they're so ritualized and automatic. And then you don't even have the energy or the imaginative thought to create something different.
Absolutely. So hold that thought, because you are on track, Judy, with what I really want to dig into today, which is how to reinvent your experience of the holidays and bring the joy anew to this wonderful time of year. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we will be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. And I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am here in dialogue with psychotherapist and relationship and family expert Judy Fox. And just before the break, we were talking about this theme that I think is really appropriate as we head into the holiday season. Actually, we're in the midst of the holiday season, and many of you are on your way over the next couple of days to visit family or gather friends. And I've been asking Judy about how she works with clients that at times can get stuck in the past, stuck in stories of sometimes stories that are of how wonderful Christmas is supposed to be or how wonderful the holidays are supposed to be and how they don't live up to our expectations. Or perhaps the other side of the coin where we sort of get used to them being painful or difficult. And, you know, we kind of set ourselves up to recreate a negative experience. And so Judy was just sharing this wonderful example of where she helped a client to really reframe and be creative around breaking up the patterns, the stories that we bring to the, into the holidays. And as she was saying, sharing that, you know, Judy, I was thinking about a story that I think fits in my family. And I wonder if you run up against this with your clients where, you know, over time, unfortunately, you know, people grow up and loved ones pass away. And I know, you know, in the last couple of years, I've lost my mother. And it's interesting that in terms of my family history, my mom was always kind of the centrifuge of the Christmas holiday. She was the one that brought us all together and kind of was the center point. I think often families have a central person or someone who's really the driving force behind the holidays. And, you know, in the last couple of years, I think my family's had to kind of pick up the pieces and look for ways to reinvent the holidays. And the first couple times, it hasn't always been that easy. And I wonder if you've run into this where as time goes on and families change and reconfigure, what do you suggest for clients or for friends or folks that are going through those kinds of, you know, the metamorphosis of the family?
Mm-hmm. I think that you are pointing to the aspect of attachment. And attachment to the way that things were that worked so well and were so joyous and happy and celebratory, and that fear of changing that can come up at that point. That as you're saying with loss, that when the matriarch, as in your case, of the family passes on, it becomes the space becomes open for someone else to step into the role of holding the family together. And if no one does, the family is going to dissolve, that there may be a family tie, so that at, on events like a wedding or a funeral, that family comes together. But if there are no ritualized holidays that actually bring the family together, then family does dissipate. If you're not experiencing it, if you're not cultivating it, it does change.
Yeah, and it can get fragmented, I think.
Yeah, and it may be that if nobody wants to pick up the mantle, so to speak, it may be important for the individual members of the family to, again, let go of that attachment and therefore open the space to create new rituals. There's a particular, it's a funny story in my family, but my daughter married a man who, again, my daughter is Jewish, and she married a man who is Jewish, and yet we were not particularly religious, and we did celebrate Christmas with a Christmas tree.
And I love that.
My daughter married her husband, he was surprised, because that was not something that his family ever did, but he participated with us as long as it wasn't in his home. When he had his first child, Joanna wanted a Christmas tree, and he said, absolutely not, absolutely not. Well, she was attached, very, very attached to that. And I kept supporting her to just let go and be okay, but I noticed that I was attached too. Mm. And he said, well, yes, it's okay to put some decorations around, but no tree. Okay. Well, I had this brilliant idea. I was standing in a nursery one day, and I saw these cuttings from a Christmas tree. And I picked up a whole bundle of them, and they went out on Christmas Eve, and I stuck these cuttings into a palm plant. I brought out the decorations, I decorated the palm plant. He was hysterical laughing. She was thrilled beyond thrilled. And until last year, so this was 2001, until last year, 2009, I brought cuttings and we decorated a palm tree. Last year, Joanna's husband said, okay, we can have a Christmas tree, but we're going to call it a Hanukkah bush. Okay. And she and I went out and we bought all blue and white decorations. Not Hanukkah decorations, but they're all blue and white Christmas decorations. That's and that's great. The compromise.
That's
and
so funny.
If you can let go of the attachment to the way that it has to be.
Right.
There's infinite possibility.
Yeah, and I think one of the
there needs to be negotiation
and humor.
Sometimes there needs to be letting go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the core element of reinvention, is creating the space for something new to appear.
Exactly.
Right? And letting go of your picture that it has to look a particular way.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember
some of us get so caught in our attachments, particularly around the holidays.
Yeah, what is it, do you think, that it is that about the holidays that really triggers people?
Well, I think culturally.
Yeah, culture. That's true.
There's such a hype. If you look about, I know in my practice, I've kind of rated all the holidays on the upsets that come into my office. Thanksgiving is a very big one. Christmas and New Year's, very, very big.
Right.
They kind of, Christmas and New Year's kind of run neck and neck with Thanksgiving. But Valentine's Day, whoa, unbelievable what happens
yeah.
on Valentine's Day. New Year's also is a big trigger. Valentine's Day is a major trigger. 4th of July, if I don't have friends, if I'm not invited to a barbecue. Mother's Day, when the shoulds and the supposed to and all the issues around, am I a good enough son, good enough daughter,
yeah,
my mother's expectations. Labor Day is another one that's very charged, like, oh, my God, the summer's over. What am I going to do? The holidays, from the hype that is culturally around us that TV gives, if you think about it, like everything on TV now is ho, 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 and yay, and terrific, and all of that stuff. The truth is that Jewish people have already had Hanukkah.
Right.
They had Hanukkah this year at the beginning of December. It's over for them.
Yeah.
And everybody's, shopping, 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 and gift giving, and like Jewish people are looking around going, okay. So it's so culturally induced.
Yeah,
and
unfortunately it becomes
family buys into the culture of it,
right.
And then kids buy into the culture of it, and that's when attachments are born.
Yeah, and I think that what you're pointing to around the heightened anxieties and triggers is that people get into comparing themselves. You know, I know one of the things when I first moved to New York, I would get into this sort of maelstrom of emotion around how many Christmas parties I got invited to. You know, because I would run into a friend who was like, well, I'm going to 4 Christmas parties this weekend. You know, one, I have to do 2 at one night and 2 another night. And, you know, and then I would think, oh, well, I'm only going to 1 Christmas party. What's wrong with me? You know,
what a trigger into high school popularity issues.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's very interesting how sometimes it's the Christmas itself. Sometimes it's the religious part of it. But a lot of the time, it's just the whole idea of having to be in a festive mood and living up to the cultural expectation.
Exactly.
And again, you know, what we circles back around to is remembering to take care of yourself. And to look at where you are, kind of getting caught up in someone else's story about the way it's supposed to look.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
So we're going to take another break. And, you know, you're triggering in me the desire to touch base with you on, you know, how do you deal when you do come together for parties or for family, met with family? How do we deal with difficult people?
Mm-hmm.
So let's dig into that. We're going to take a quick break. And come back, Judy and I will get back, help you stay in touch with joy this holiday season. So we will be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. And if you've just joined us, I am in dialogue today with psychotherapist and relationship expert Judy Fox. And we are talking about how to help you reconnect with joy this holiday season. And I know that sounds like an obvious thing to be able to do, right? We were just talking about the fact that when you turn on the TV or you turn on the radio most of the time, that most of the shows that you're going to watch and hear are going to trigger in you this desire to be festive and to be partying and to be out shopping and enjoying things. And
well, either triggering it in you or else like trigger you because you're not doing those things.
Yeah, exactly. Or well, and to that, Judy, is what I want to dig into with you now, which is, you know, I, as I was saying earlier in setting up our conversation, talked to a number of my clients about their experiences with the holidays, and I was thinking about my family. And, you know, one of the things that's very common, I think, is that whether it's Christmas or any other major holiday, we do reconnect with people that we don't see, maybe even don't talk to during other times of the year. And sometimes that can be very triggering. I can give you an example of a dynamic that I have experienced myself, which is, you know, someone in my family who is of a very different political persuasion than myself. And, I mean, he's a great guy and I love being with him and I love being with the family. But every time politics comes up in the conversation, you know, I want to run for the hills, and, it triggers anxiety in me. And if I'm not careful, it can turn into some kind of a debate, which can become quite unpleasant. And I mean, I've learned to monitor myself because it's my profession to do that. But what, you know, when have you heard about your clients and some of the struggles they have with difficult people or family members that trigger in them things that are less than, less than wonderful memories?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how do you support them? What do you suggest for people that are kind of running up against that situation?
Well, to use your example, this is very much the way that I would engage with a client, whether it's a difficult person because the political persuasion is different and they talk and they bring up politics to stimulate conversation, and it becomes a difficult, tension-ridden exchange, or if it's somebody's personality that is particularly abrasive or intrusive. What I will suggest, and see if this works for you in this case, Jeff, is that if you look at the family member who is who around whom you bristle or have a difficult time with, if you look at that family member, this is behavior that's expected. If you can expect it, so that it doesn't surprise you, so that you're not thinking, well, maybe this time it won't happen, or this time will be different, or you're not even thinking that and remembering that this is what happens, and so it takes you by surprise. But if you remember that there goes my dad, that's quintessential dad, that's dad being dad, I can expect him to do that, I'm not surprised, and so I can let go. This is a person who I'm connected to, who's a member of my family, and he's just being quintessential dad.
Right.
And there's freedom in that from the triggered place, from the anxiety place, or the anger place, or the resentment place, or the embarrassment place that can come up when a family member does their conditioned, automatic, quintessential behaviors.
Right. Yeah, no, I love what you're saying. And I think that from my standpoint, when I work with clients around this kind of issue, I add to that what you're talking about is accepting the other person and recognizing who they are, and maybe focusing on what you love about them and on the positive side of them, as opposed to projecting your expectation that they'll change. And then I think the other thing that's important is for
there's somebody who maybe you don't love and you don't see anything positive. But if you can have freedom from, well, that's that person being quintessentially that person, and they're
right.
not going to change. They're not going to change. I'm reminded of something that some of the listeners may be familiar with, which is the Serenity Prayer, which is very much a backbone of the 12-step addiction recovery program.
Right.
And it speaks to, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Right.
Well, you can't change who someone else is and how they're going to speak and what they're going to say and how they're going to act.
Right.
God grant me the courage to change the things I can. Well,
right.
I do have the courage to change the way that I am vulnerable or victimized by how he's being.
Right.
That I can do.
Yeah.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And also, I think a key piece of it is the wisdom to know how to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Because I think this is an area that a lot of people falter. They they get very hung up on, you know, the negative energy around a particular person or the challenge of a family dynamic. And then they get kind of fall down a rabbit hole of how unpleasant it's going to be. And the whole thing becomes, you know, oh my God, I really wish I didn't have to do that. And I wish I could avoid it. And you know, they sort of surrender into the negative energy as opposed to doing the first half of what you're talking about, which is acceptance of the situation and recognizing that you're not going to change the other person. But then an important piece in this is recognizing that there's a place where you do have power to potentially change your own experience of the dynamic. And I'm sure there are things that you suggest to your clients for ways they could take care of themselves when they're bumping up against those kinds of old stories or negative behaviors in family dynamics.
Well, definitely one of the things that is available to take care of oneself is to remove oneself from the conversation, but not by shutting down necessarily, but by excusing oneself and saying, or actually saying, this isn't a conversation that I am enjoying, so why don't we just change the subject? That's taking care of themselves. They don't have to engage with with unpleasant, unacceptable, or energy that they don't feel comfortable around.
Right. Sometimes
it is acceptable to excuse oneself politely and go talk to somebody else.
Yeah, or go take a walk, or go take a drive, or
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. I have often suggested to people that when the energy starts to build and it's unpleasant energy, to just take a time out and cool down. Remove oneself from the environment. Totally acceptable. And that's taking care of yourself rather than thinking, I'm trapped, I can't escape this, I have to stay here. No, you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's really good advice. And what I do with folks when they're not quite sure how to do that, mm-hmm. and I suggest this to any listener who has a dynamic that is a little bit triggering or heated for them, is to put together a short list, a cheat sheet that you can put in your wallet of things that you like to do to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like, go take a shower. I love water. It always makes me feel better.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ask for a back rub, you
yes.
know, from someone else. Like, mm-hmm. I'm feeling stressed right now. Can we go in the other room and can you give me a back rub?
Yes.
Go to your favorite coffee shop and say, you know what? I need a break. I'm going to go have a Starbucks.
Great.
And then just exit with a family member that you do like and go have a quick coffee, you know,
yes.
at Starbucks.
Yes.
So, absolutely. In other words, have a
great ideas. Another idea along those same lines that I just thought of that I do suggest to my clients is that when they know that they're going into a triggering situation, to set up a connection with a friend who they can just call and debrief with.
Yeah.
Just express. I have even suggested to people that they call my answering machine and they just express into my answering machine.
That's great.
So that they just get that energy out of them if they're right. particularly charged or hot or triggered.
Yep. That's a really great suggestion. I mean, I think the key here is rather than going deeper into the negative energy, have your backup plan to stay connected to yourself and nurture
yes.
yourself and feel the joy that you deserve around the holidays.
Exactly.
So we're going to jump into our last break. And when we come back, Judy, let's talk about this idea of reinventing ritual. You mentioned it at the outset.
Yes.
And I'd love to dig into helping people reinvent rituals, because I think one of the things that we need to do as we reinvent our narrative is to insert new ways to have fun and experience our friends and relatives around the holidays.
Very great.
So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we will be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching teaching from Dr. J and his expert guests, who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com. Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
And we're back. Welcome back, everyone. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. And I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am talking today to psychotherapist and relationship expert Judy Fox about how to stay connected to joy during this holiday season. And just before the break, I was pointing to Judy, something that she started our conversation out with at the beginning of our hour that I'd like to circle back to in our closing segment, which is that as we look to ways to reinvent our experience of the holidays, over the years, things change, people grow and move, and, you know, the family system evolves and new people come into the system, and children grow up, and obviously loved ones pass on. And Judy mentioned at the beginning of the show that something that's really crucial to keeping joy alive at the holidays is being able to create rituals. And I think that this is really important because we all have memories of rituals from our childhood, some of which we think are, you know, really like sacrosanct. We can't change them, and we get very attached. But one of the ways that I think we help people to connect to joy around the holidays is to come up with new rituals, to reinvent ways to be together. And I've been thinking during the breaks about ways that I suggest that for my clients. But I know, Judy, this is an area that you, given the fact that you're not only an expert in your practice, but you also have a large family and a combination of Jewish people and a Christian, or not Christian, but a Christmas celebration. Maybe you could share with us some examples of your clients or from your own experience of how you have reinvented or come up with new rituals as the years pass.
The biggest thing for me in my personal family was going through a major break in a ritual that had begun when my daughter was first born, and that was it was more around Thanksgiving than it was Christmas, but our family, including my parents and my mother's sister and her husband, would go to my cousin's house for Thanksgiving, and it was a big group of people. It was about 25 people or so, 30 people, and we did that for 20 years. It was just what we did. And when my daughter got married, her husband didn't go to his family's Thanksgiving. He came to ours with us. And, it wasn't that children began to come into it, but, the older generation began to get sick and began to be more needy, and it began to be very uncomfortable for my husband and my daughter and my son-in-law. We were welcomed at the time, but it really wasn't our Thanksgiving anymore. People had died. My mother had passed, my aunt and uncle had passed, and it was much more my cousin's friends and her husband's relatives, and it wasn't our Thanksgiving. And my son-in-law and daughter began to say they didn't want to go there, they wanted to go with John's family. And it was very confronting for me, because I didn't know then what I was going to do, because this was John's family. And John's family included us and invited us. And we had to break from something that had been a 20 or 25-year ritual for us. And it was hard. It was a big break. And my husband and I were very anxious about, were we going to be included in this family celebration? Well, one thing led to another and led to another, and fast forward 8 years later and three children later, and my husband and I are a fully participating member of my son-in-law's extended family. We are invited to every single family event, from seders to weddings to family dinners to anything that my daughter and son-in-law are invited to. We're a part of the family. We're considered part of the family by all the members of the family. And this is a completely different and new ritual. And I needed to be open to that. And I needed to be willing to have that family become my family and let go of my attachment to my blood relatives being my family.
So, which is a great story. I mean, it has a wonderful outcome. But when you reflect on it and kind of, examine what it took to make it successful, what do you think are some of the key elements that people need to be aware of if they want to break apart a history or a past ritual and maybe reinsert new ways of coming together?
Definitely to not let, I mentioned in the story that I had a lot of anxiety about being alone for the holidays. If I was breaking from my family, was that transition actually going to end up the way that it did? It went way beyond my expectations of what could have been possible, and I'm very fortunate and grateful for that. But the fear might have stopped me that from breaking, because I was very anxious about breaking from my family and not being included in my son-in-law's family, and then being alone. I have a very small family. We only have one daughter. And
So how do you recommend people deal with their fear?
That they recognize that their fear is stopping them, and it doesn't have to. They can actually take their fear with them and take the action anyway.
Right, right.
That sometimes I give people the analogy of, you know, this is a journey, and so you need to take your fear, pack it in your suitcase, and go on the journey.
Yeah.
Because if you wait for your fear to disappear, it's not going to.
Right.
And then you're paralyzed in terms of taking action, or at least stopped and hesitant.
Right. Yeah, I love what you're sharing, because a lot of the time when I talk to my clients and I think about my own life, about rituals that have changed over time and getting caught up in that fear that something's not going to work, but stepping into it and actually breaking open the pattern, you know, 9 times out of 10, the new pattern that emerges is even better.
Absolutely.
And that's ultimately...
Absolutely, that... exactly. That's exactly what I'm pointing to, that it went way beyond what I ever dreamed could happen.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, I really think the message, as we wrap up here today, I think the message that we want to share with people is, you know, you may have anxiety about trying to do something new, breaking the ritual of the way you do dinner with family or the way you do Christmas presents. Or I know in my family, one of the rituals we had to break was the type of presents. We went through a sort of breakdown in people giving too many gifts, and, you know, being with the fear, allowing it to be there, just breathing into it and recognizing that, you know, you're going to come out on the other side holding a vision of something that will reconnect you to a whole new level of excitement and joy and new ways of being together. And I think that's really the theme that we want to share with people, to reach out. And if you're really stuck and you're really unable to get past that block, you know, don't hesitate to get help. I love, Judy, what you said about having a friend to call or calling and leaving a message with your therapist.
Yes.
So I want to leave people with your contact information, because anyone who's in the New England or New York area, they might want to reach out to you. What's the best way for people to connect with you, Judy?
It would be either through my work phone number to leave their contact information, I'll get back to them, which is 212-439-5162. That would actually be the best way for people. I was going to say possibly by email, but I think that it's best to use the telephone.
Okay. And another way people can reach both of us is to write to me through my website, www.lifeshifting.com. And feel free to send me a note, and I'll connect you to Judy. I'll answer your questions. And I hope you all have a wonderful, recreated, joyful, ritual-rich holiday. And stay with me next week on Monday, when we will be back with Judy to talk about ringing in the new year. Have a great week, everyone. Good night.